Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. This Mishnah is based on a concept called Kol Shmeitzar Shechziku Bo Rabim Asur LeKalkulo. That if a person has going through even his private property, a border or a path that the Rabim, that the public has already taken possession of, and they've established themselves as having the right to pass through, the private owner is not allowed to change that. Those of you who live in Cincinnati may be familiar with the Heinemans have a cut through that goes through their yard, and in order to, it should not become a Meitzar Shechaziku Barabim, that the Rabim shouldn't have a permanent claim. Therefore, occasionally they will close down that to show that they are not giving it over to the Rabim, to the public. But because of such a halacha, the Mishnah tells us, Misha Haizadarach HaRabim, Overes Pesoch Sedeu, if a person has such a public thoroughfare going through their field, and the person who owns the field tries to take it away, and he gives him another route to go through on the side of his field, which is not the original way that the public had, the new path that he gave them is indeed given to the public, but that which he wanted to take back does not reach to him, does not become his, according to the Mishnah. And the reason for this is because since he attempted to do something that was harmful to the public, therefore they say that even though he gave them the second path mistakenly, however, since he gave it to them already, they penalized him and said he has to give that to them as well. Now, if a person sells a derech hayachid, he tells his friend he's going to give him through his field a pathway that's a private pathway. When a person uses that language, it's arba amos, the width of it is four amos, that's the standard. Derech harabim, if he tells him he's going to sell him a derech for the rabim, that's shesh esrei ama, that is 16 amos wide. We know that from the laws of Erev and carrying in a public domain on Shabbos, that the criteria for that is 16 amos wide. Derech HaMelech Ein L'Shir. The Mishnah says that the way of a king has no shir, there's no limit to it. A king can take whatever right he wants. Some understand that this is not talking about the king's right of way per se, but it's actually talking about if somebody says he's going to sell to his friend Derech HaMelech, he's giving him an expansive area. Derech HaKever Ein L'Shir. The way towards burying the dead, if the public passes through an area in order to bury somebody, Ein lo shir, there's no limit to that as well, because they're going for the kavod hames, or the honor of the deceased. There is another area called Hamamud. Hamamud was the minhag that on the way back from burying the dead, they would stop and they would stand or sit seven times, and we have that minhag today on the way to the kever, but that's called the Mamud. Dayanet Sipori Amru, the judges in Sipori said about this halacha that base arbas kamin, if a person is going to sell that area, it's going to be the size that it takes to plant four kav of seed, which is 50 amos long by 33 and a third amos wide.